Welcome to Self-Formation BU, the podcast where we explore all the aspects of health and business with expert guests. I am your host, Edna Scherer, a functional medicine practitioner, mentor with almost two decades of experience. My passion is to help you connect the dots between your story, biochemistry and epigenetics, and genetics, and guide you on your journey to becoming your authentic and healthy self. With my company, Ash Consulting, I influence leaders and advocate to promote awareness of sensitive health matters in the corporate world. We support your company in change management and implement healthy working environments that improve productivity, performance, and joy for employees. I have developed my method Self-Formation BU, published articles and studies, and written books, among them MTHFR and Friends, and have been invited to several international podcasts. My aim is to bridge the gap between conventional and functional medicine and bring medicine back to the individual perspective. Join me on the journey of individual and personalized medicine, and let's work together to reach your health and wellness goals. And if you are a CEO looking to improve the health and productivity of your people in your company, contact us at hello@esh-consulting.com. So that we can work together. Remember, motivated employees are the best pill for your healthy business. Discover your authentic self, transform your health, Self-Formation BU. Welcome to Self-Formation BU. Today, in episode 55, I have Fabian Lang with me, whom I met by accident, or not so much by accident for him. He has called me up, and his story is that he works in a comp invest, and his mother is a practitioner in Switzerland, and he figured out that she is not covered properly with in case of not being able to work or for later on for pension. So we want to do a little episode that dedicates itself for awareness for practitioners, coaches around the globe, but also specifically in Switzerland, that they should get some knowledge about how they can protect themselves for sick leave if they're self-employed, or how they can prepare themselves for a good pension. Fabian, welcome to the show. I'm looking forward to this little chat with you.
Thank you very much, Edna.
So how was your journey of figuring out that your mom is not covered or is not sufficiently covered?
Yes, it started, maybe a little background to me. I finished the gymnasium and started to work in finance and insurance, pension, investments, stuff like that. And I had private clients that I served, and I never really looked onto my mother if she did her insurance, if she had everything figured out for her self-employedness and her practitioner as a therapist. Because I figured we already had consultants here that looked about her insurance policies and all that stuff, and I only found out by accident when I talked a little bit to her and asked how she did it that she never knew about the risks, never knew about the things that she needs to have covered. And then I realized, okay, there's a big gap, not only in insurance, but also in knowledge. And I figured that she is not an only case. There probably is a lot of therapists out there that don't know about this stuff. And then I want to talk to many therapists, how they do it, how they see the things, and really by accident, I met you.
Exactly. So I guess that you did not thought where it's going to end up by calling me. Now you're ending up on the podcast. Exactly. But this is really a very important topic. And I used to give a lot of courses, and I'm still in April, I'm going to give the next course about to price, how practitioners and self-employment people should price their products. And within the whole pricing gamble or topic is the self-worth, and within self-worth is the self-care. And practitioners do services for self-care for others, but they, as you said righteously, in school, in college, for becoming a massage therapist, acupuncturist, and so on, we do not learn. We don't get the tools of knowledge of how to insure ourselves for ourselves. We learn how to insure ourselves if in case a client would sue us, but not what if I break my leg and I can't work. Then most of them sit on dry land for a long time. Or if they're falling ill, also practitioners can fall ill, right? So all those things are really, really crucial for the practitioner to understand and not to think like, oh no, I'm invincible because I do already all that stuff. I can treat myself. Well, sometimes we can't. So I'd like you to give us a little breakdown of what are the first things that a practitioner should reflect on. Yeah, let's start with that. What should they reflect on?
So they have a unique situation among all others because they are not employed, they are self-employed. And that changes a lot in perspective to social insurance. And a big thing that they most of the times miss because it's voluntary is the second pillar. It's a pension plan. Because all employed people have it. It's mandatory for them. They pay half and the employer pays half. But if you're self-employed, you don't need to. And that can be a good thing or it can be a very bad thing, depending on if they do something about it and what do you do. So therapists, if they are self-employed, they have the option if they want to have a pension plan as well voluntarily, or if they choose to do all their pension and insurance in the third pillar, not the second, where they can do it much more individually, much more cost effective, and they can even pay maybe like five times as much, which is tax-free. And that is something that they need or can reflect on. That is one of the most important topics when it comes to social insurance for self-employed therapists.
Mm-hmm. Maybe there is I don't know, maybe you have that already, but maybe what we could do, we could attach to the description down below the podcast a little questionnaire. So that anyone could download it and let you evaluate it later on.
Mm-hmm. So maybe to understand why this is so important, I want to give an explanation.
Yes, please.
And reasons that you need to think about it. First of all, you can have the problem of money when you go into pension, mm-hmm. because you don't pay money or put money aside in a pension plan if you don't do it voluntarily. So you have a big gap if you don't. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, there are many insurance things that are also being covered by this pension plan that you don't have if you don't connect to one voluntarily. So there are two problems that need to be addressed. And if you don't do anything about it, it can have a very bad ending.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, besides of the lack of knowledge, is the driving mechanism of those practitioners, therapists, that they don't take care of that?
First of all, I think it's that they just want to be, most of the times, practitioners. Maybe they don't care that much about money. It's not why they are self-employed many times. Mm-hmm. And then they don't have a big of an interest in topics like this. And for that reason, don't care that much. Another reason why they maybe don't have a pension plan on their own voluntarily is because it costs a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the age, it could be like 30% of the whole income. And I understand
Of the yearly income or the monthly?
Yes.
Yearly, okay.
It's the same. It is not the same.
It's not the same.
It's 30% every month or 30% on the income per year.
Okay.
And I understand a lot of therapists that say, hey, I can't pay that much. That is too much money that I have to pay all by myself without an employer. And many times this is the reason that they don't do anything about it. It's like putting the head in the sand. And I mean, not doing anything about it is not a solution either.
Absolutely not, yeah. Do you maybe also experience, or out of the phone calls that you've done, that maybe a lot of the practitioners are married and are kind of relying on the husband who has the steady income?
Could be a reason. Still, I don't think that is good enough reason or reason enough to not do anything about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, because even if you're married, even if both people are working, employed, in pension, when people become old, it's many times still is not enough, even as much if only one person pays. So it's not the solution.
Yeah. So we have discussed now the second/third pension fund. Are there any other stuff that other insurance or thoughts that you want to share?
Maybe we can come back to it.
Mm-hmm.
But another big thing, the other problem is when therapists cannot work anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because they maybe fell ill, they broke a leg, or for any other reason that they can't go to work tomorrow. How does it look with your income? For the average employed person, it's not that big of a problem because the employer pays some month of the whole salary, and mm-hmm. then it's the so-called Krankentaggeld, which is 80% of your income. And only after like 2 years, you get reduced to like 50 or 60%, which still is not enough. And that is what we teach and coach our private clients about, that problem that they need to solve. So when you're self-employed, we have even less. So when you can't work tomorrow, no income is coming. Not for 2 months, not for 2 years. Only after 1 or 2 years, you become unable to work officially. You become invalide or erwerbsunfähig. And only then you receive a small pension from the first pillar. But if you don't have the second one, that's even less than a normally employed person.
Exactly. And so I'd like to actually say here something very firm for everyone who is listening. English, German, whatever language you speak, wherever you are in the world, but especially and particularly in Switzerland, for the reason that Fabian works in Switzerland, in Basel. So if you're a coach, a practitioner, a therapist, whoever you are in the self-employed field, please make yourself a note to immediately go and do some research about insurance that covers you in case you fall ill. Thankfully, I do have that. Thankfully, I have it already for a few years. And I fell ill in 2019. And if I wouldn't have had that, I was the breadwinner of the family. It would have been devastating. And last year, I broke my leg and I couldn't work. And it would have been devastating again if I wouldn't have received from the insurance money to survive. Because you can literally lose your house and lose everything when you have kids and whatever not, if you're the sole breadwinner. And it is possible, very much possible, that you as a practitioner are the sole breadwinner of a family. So take yourself. This is self-care. It can happen to anyone. You can fall down the stairs. You can be hit by a car or by a bicycle. And just take care of yourself and get yourself an insurance. It's not the end of the world. It is not, and you can it just motivate you to earn better and have this possibility. And absolutely, I mean, this insurance is not going to cover you when you are 65 and going out to pension. So take care of yourself for later on. Don't have in your mind, I'm going to work forever. Yes, maybe you're interested in giving some coachings here and there, but you will not work forever. You want to enjoy life. You want to go and travel and see your grandkids or whatever. And therefore, please take care of yourself and help so that you can have a better life in the age of 65 plus or 82, for that matter.
That very well.
So what else do we need to think of? What did I not think of?
Maybe some misconceptions that are around is many people or many practitioners don't think that they have not insured themselves enough. Many have, but only a little bit or not with the right things. So let's take that example again. If you fall ill, many people or many practitioners again have solved that problem, they think, in a way, by having a private accident insurance, eine Privatunfallversicherung. The problem with that is it only protects you by injury, by accident. And accidents make up less than 10% of all cases that lead to invalidität or also you not being able to work. So they think that they don't have the problem of no income if something happens to them, but that is only if it is actually an injury. And 90% of the times it's illness that is the case or the reason that people cannot work. And that is not covered with this private accident insurance. And I think that is a problem that many therapists are not aware of or unaware of. I think that they have solved when in reality they have not. Because it's only half of the game, if even, and it's not the right insurance in my mind for that problem if you fall ill and you don't have any income.
Mm-hmm. Very important. Yeah, so maybe you know that I have, you do know, that I have a startup with practitioners that are sitting all over the world, where we are doing health within the company, so bringing health to the corporate world. And also there, I am looking for practitioners who have an expertise, who work already for a long time, and I do want to see that they have all the insurances that are needed. It is important for me as, I mean, they are freelance, yeah, but it is important for me as Edge Consulting to know that those practitioners and coaches are good outsourced or in good hands for
yours and covered.
Yeah, exactly. What else do we need to think of?
I can say, but there are many, many things again. I think there can be individualistic things that maybe are the case for some practitioners. But I think what I have shared right now are the most prevalent and the most important things that need to be covered and that are like special for self-employed people. It's the social insurance things for the time when you go into pension or for the case that you cannot work at any given time if you don't have any income. That are, in my opinion, the two most important aspects that need to be cared about and solved because they can have the most devastating outcomes if something happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm looking forward to see like a little form that they can fill out.
Mm-hmm.
I will have maybe the opportunity to have the logo of CompInvest on my website as well so that people can reach out to you. And am I right in my conclusion that you are trying to produce like a product or a service dedicated just for practitioners and therapists?
I mean, there is not a product or any specific service that only practitioners can use. It's more or less an extension to private clients that practitioners can take, because they have a special case and it's even more important, I think, to care about than private clients that are employed. And I can help practitioners if they want to. I can give them tips and possibilities that they can solve for, where they can do it, and that completely independent.
Okay. So can you tell me a little bit about what is CompInvest? Is that just an investment firm or give me a little bit of knowledge?
Maybe the term broker is familiar to you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we don't have our own products. That is not something that we have done. We have many partners and many companies or insurances, banks that we can offer the products from. So we can look for the client, which problem do they want to solve, which problems do they need to solve, and then where do they solve these things the best.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that we have one product. We can look which is the best product for this individualistic person and client. That is like the description for broker and therefore also CompInvest.
Perfect. And you're based in Basel and
exactly.
serve we the have whole many, Switzerland.
Yes, we have like 13 settlements, I think, in whole Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
But mine, or there where I work, is in Basel.
Okay. Thank you so much for sharing. Perfect. So do you have anything to add? Maybe a last thought that you want to share with the
practitioner world? I am grateful to have been able to share my experience, my things that I care about, which I have discovered. And if the listeners did learn something new, or maybe were even a little bit shocked about the situations, and they have people that they know which are also practitioners, I would very much appreciate if you could send this podcast to this specific person that they can be informed as well.
That is a very good idea. So share to care. Share the podcast because you care for your practitioners. And contact Fabian Lang for any further information. Maybe you can work with him, or he knows where you have to reach out to. Thanks so much for sharing all your knowledge. And stay tuned for the next podcast.
Thank you very much, Edna.
Now I know that I could change.